September 28, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. The heart of this mission has always been the conversion and salvation of souls. I tell you solemnly, no soul can be converted and saved unless he first recognizes and accepts the truth. This truth may be recognition of his own sins and subsequent repentance, or the truth needed for conversion may be discovery of the ways leaders have misled the soul to believe evil as good and good as evil. The heart of the truth is the clear recognition of the difference between good and evil. This truth must be based upon the truth of the Ten Commandments and my commandments of a holy love. This is the soul of personal holiness. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 through 16 and 22 through 23. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God.